will sitting, we have to keep our back, neck and head in one line. The sadhana, the practice we are doing to discover ourselves all through our life. Most of us, we have to put our steps according to the tunes of others. If I am working somewhere or wherever, society expects us to behave certain way, employer expects us to behave certain way in the company. Slowly, that many times, consciously we know it is not right, but we are forced to put our step in that way. In yoga it is called as prajna aparadha. Inside we know it is not right, but we are putting our step there, and slowly that creates lot of disturbance in us, and the toxins in the body starts building up. The toxins starts building up not only through the food what we eat. When we start putting the steps according to the tunes of others, mentally we are disturbed. It is not right. It creates various toxins in the body. And that is, people can get the heart blockages. That person was saying that I don't eat fatty food. How come I can get a clog? It is a clog, various toxins, even the stressful, the wrong thinking, and trying to act wrongly. Those are the things can contribute to the various ailments in the body. They say cancer is a stress related. If you are prajna aparadha, if you start putting your step, knowingly doing something wrong, that also can lead to the cancer. It's a various ailments come to the body. And in the yoga says, living for yourself happily, I have to look after myself. And after that, I have to look after me and my family are important. Yes, I can lead my life that way. And if you further expand, me, my life and my community is important. I can sacrifice anything for my community. And further, people extend further, they become very nationalistic. This is my nation. Me, my country, my nation, my religion. So caught up, some countries like India and Pakistan, even after 70 years, they are aggressive. And Palestine and Israel, 70, 50, 60 years, still going on. I want to win. It's a never stopping. It's a when the game will end. Nobody wants to compromise. And it says, not only that yoga says, you have to go beyond this one. You have to look after the whole world. Whole world is one community. And when you start looking from that side, there is no differences. Otherwise, my religion is superior. Your religion, the boundary, this boundary is special. I am worried about only this boundary. It says you have to go beyond that one. Then only our personality can blossom. It's good to have a respect for the country, but still you have to respect the whole world. Other day, I had a vision. I was leaving the body and I came across another soul. That person, that soul asked, where are you from? I said, I am from earth. He said, I am also from earth. What a joy. And so many planets are there that when you extend beyond that one, go beyond that one, that we all have a connection. That otherwise, I can shrink myself to the particular point. I don't want to expand. Yoga means connecting myself with others. It's called as yoga. Joining. Huge. I have to connect myself to the others. Expand. When that expansion happens, there's an immense joy dawns in. When that expansion happens, that person can be a leader of the world. That everyone, we have to, if I'm worried about only this country, who will look after the neighboring country? When we extend our hands to others, that person is regarded wherever that person goes. There is a saying in Sanskrit, Swadeshe Pujyate Raja, Vidwan Sarvatra Pujyate. A king or a wealthy man, he is regarded only in his or her territory. Whereas a person having that vision of everyone is part of, it's a co-traveler, that person is regarded and worshipped in wherever that person goes. People appreciate that person. Otherwise, I'm a multi-billionaire, I'm regarded only in my territory. But if I go to other country as a wealthy man, they may not give a respect to me. Or a king, they may not, as a human, when I connect myself to the everyone, that person is regarded and worshipped everywhere. Yoga is that one. From here, connect myself to others. That is the meaning of spirituality. Spirituality is not the one with a long face, secluded, running away from the society. The spiritual life, discover yourself. Discover there is an immense joy is there within. Immense beauty is there. I may have an ordinary job. Doesn't matter. And all our lives, I want to be like other person. As a parent, we tell our children, look at that person, you have to become like that. Look at that wealthy person, you have to become like that. We are trying to make one person like other. You don't have to become other one. You become yourself. There is a joy. I may have ordinary joy, but still I can be a special person. If I'm pushing my children to become something else, it is like a lopsided development. It's an eccentric development. You become yourself. There is an immense potential is there, immense joy is there. You are a special. You are no less than the great person. It says in the purpose of Upanishad, purpose of yoga, is to become, you become yourself. Retreat means retract, as I mentioned in the beginning, retract. And see how my course of my journey, my life is slowly coming to an end. Did I do make any difference, or I passed my life and I caught up in the life so busy and I ended my life? And if after my departure, if the messenger of death asked, what did you do? Can I give an excuse? I was so busy in my life, sorry. Or can I say, I made $3 million money. Is that the answer I can give? Or what answer I can give? I am so busy, is it an excuse? Or I made $1 billion, is it an excuse? What reply I can give to the messenger of death? You were given this life. What did you achieve? Can I say from morning till evening I toiled and made money? Is that the answer? When you retract and start contemplating, then my life starts changing. I start laying importance on the important things. I won't squander my time on a trivial things. We put so much of emphasis on trivial things, forgetting about the important things. And the retreat, purpose of retreat, to understand this journey. We are insignificant in this universe. And am I leading my life? I think out of arrogance, I am important. I wasted my life. Retreat is the time to reflect how my life is going. Discover the beauty, discover the joy. You are special, you are unique. Exploit that uniqueness to the fullest fullest extent. That is the path of liberation as mentioned in Upanishad. Upanishad, you can be whatever you are, you can get liberated when you experience that immense joy. Full expansion of your personality is path of liberation. That's the purpose of this retreat. We'll next half an hour, we'll do the pranayama and meditation. And